To begin the meditation, close your eyes and start to relax, bringing yourself fully present. Take some nice deep breaths, settling in. Bring your attention fully to your breath, slowly breathing in, slowly breathing out. As you breathe, let go of any tension that you notice. Bring your awareness to the place where your feet make contact with the ground beneath you, and take a deep breath into this place. Notice the places where your body makes contact with the chair, and breathe fully into these places, releasing any tension as you exhale. Draw in a breath to the top of your head. Notice the alignment of your head and your spine, and take a deep breath from the top of your head, drawing it down your spine, and then as you exhale, releasing the breath from the base of your spine back up to the top of your head. And again, breathing from the top of your head down your spine, and then on the exhale, from the base of your spine back to your head. As you continue focusing on your breath, begin to notice any thoughts that arise. You might be thinking that this meditation feels unfamiliar to you, or maybe it feels very relaxing, or maybe you're wondering if you're doing it right, or maybe you're thinking about what you're going to do later on. Whatever thoughts you're having, just notice that these are all thoughts. That's all they are. See if you can just notice them and let them go. See your mind as if it were the clear blue sky, and your thoughts as clouds drifting through the sky. And just notice them drifting by and let them go. Have the intention to go beyond the thoughts and to be the observer of the thoughts. As your body and mind relax, feel the energy in your body. Notice that there is energy in your body. There is life and movement pulsating in every cell of your being. You are filled with energy. Notice how this feels, or imagine what it might feel like. You might experience this as tingling or vibrating. See that you are surrounded by energy as well. There is a sphere of energy around you, several feet in every direction. This is your energy field. Notice how it feels. Imagine that your energy field is filled with golden light energy that is extremely healing, soothing, and uplifting. Invite this energy to surround you and fill you. Bathe in it, drink it in. As you breathe, breathe in this wonderful energy into your heart. As you breathe out, send this radiant energy outward. See this beautiful energy radiating from your heart, from you. We are now going to visit the top of a powerful sacred mountain. This mountain is a place of peace and inspiration. It might be a place you've actually been to, or one that you imagine. Take yourself there now. See yourself on top of the mountain, filled and surrounded by radiant golden light energy. From the mountaintop, you can see the world below, and notice that you have full perspective on your life. You can see where you live, the people you live with, your daily activities, your work, your family and friends, and you can see your conflict. Notice that none of this is who you are. It's your situation, but it's not you. You are much more than your situation. Now, focusing on your conflict, notice who is in it, who's involved. What is the conflict about? How much space does the conflict take up in your life? Can you see the situation clearly? Or is it more of a vague image? As you think about the conflict, do you notice any emotions? Any feelings of anger, resentment, or hurt? Where do you feel it in your body? Do you notice any other impact that the conflict has on your energy or your energy field? Take a moment to do a scan to see the impact of the situation. Without any judgment, just take note. In order to release the conflict and let go of the past, it is important to also look at whether there are any ways the conflict has benefited you. Is there any good that has come from the situation? What have you learned from the situation? Perhaps you've gained a greater understanding of yourself and of the other person. Perhaps the conflict has strengthened you in some way. Acknowledge any benefits that you are aware of. Allow yourself to receive any information about this situation that will help you better understand it and heal. Now, ask yourself, are you ready to forgive the other person involved in your conflict? Are you ready to release all judgments and resentments? If not, what do you need in order to be ready? Allow yourself to receive any information now that will help you. If you are ready to forgive, create an intention to forgive the other person completely and to remove all the energy from this conflict from your energy field. Affirm that this person did the best they were able to do. See them with understanding and compassion. Visualize letting go of the conflict. See it leaving your body and energy field. You might see it getting smaller and smaller and moving into the distance, drifting off into the horizon until it disappears completely. And now, are you ready to forgive yourself for any role you may have played in the conflict? If not, what do you need in order to be ready? Allow yourself to receive this information now. If you are ready, create an intention to forgive yourself completely and to remove any judgments or shame from your energy field. Affirm that you did the best you were able to do. View yourself with understanding and compassion. As you release the conflict, create the intention of restoring your energy to yourself fully, 100%. See your energy field growing bright and luminous. See golden light energy filling your entire body from head to toe. And allow love to fill your heart. Know that it is your birthright to live in peace and to be filled with love at all times, and that you have the ability to access love at any moment. If there is any place that isn't feeling open and loving, notice it. Bring awareness to that place and make a commitment to open to love day by day. Picture the other person in your conflict and send love to that person. Imagine the golden light energy surrounding them and filling their energy field. Notice what occurs as you do this. If you feel any negative energy is still there, imagine a rose between you and the other person. Allow the rose to be a symbol of your intention to experience love and peace with this other person. And now, feel your gratitude to yourself for your willingness to learn and grow from this situation. Gratitude to the other person for ways that they have contributed to your learning and growth, even if they aren't aware of it. And gratitude for the situation itself and any benefits that you have received. Take a moment to bid farewell to the mountain, knowing that you can come back here anytime, and return to yourself, to your breath. Acknowledge yourself for having the willingness to heal and do this work. allow this meditation to leave you feeling relaxed and renewed. And when you are ready, bring your awareness fully back into the room.